Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you stay sharp, stay grounded, and navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more clarity and grace. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that can make or break our happiness and fulfillment. Building stronger relationships through empathy and understanding. Ever felt like your connections with people are, well, kinda shallow? Like you're going through the motions but not really connecting? You know that feeling when you're in a conversation and it feels more like a tennis match of one-upmanship than a genuine exchange of thoughts and feelings? That's where empathy and understanding come in. They're like the secret sauce to building truly meaningful relationships. So, what are the key takeaways here, folks? Buckle up because we've got some juicy stuff. First off, empathy is more than just feeling sorry for someone. It's about actively trying to see the world from their perspective. Put yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences, and try to understand where they're coming from, even if you don't agree with them. Think of it like this. When you genuinely try to understand someone's point of view, it creates a bridge between you, a foundation for deeper connection. Second, active listening is crucial. This means paying full attention when someone is speaking, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Really listen to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you hear to make sure you understand, and avoid interrupting, unless, of course, it's a really bad joke, then all bets are off. Third, be kind, be patient, and be forgiving. Relationships take work, folks. We're all human, we all mess up sometimes. Instead of getting caught in a cycle of negativity, try to approach disagreements with empathy and understanding. Remember that everyone is doing the best they can with what they've got. Now, here's where it gets real, communication is key. Share your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, but do so respectfully. Remember, effective communication is a two-way street. It's about actively listening to each other, expressing ourselves clearly, and working together to find solutions. And finally, don't underestimate the power of small gestures. A simple text message, a thoughtful card, or even just a genuine smile can go a long way in strengthening relationships. These little acts of kindness show people that you care and that you're there for them. Think about a time when someone really listened to you, understood your perspective, and made you feel heard. How did that make you feel? Probably pretty darn good, right? That's the power of empathy and understanding in action. Now, let's apply it to our relationships. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and everyone seems to be on edge, like they're all carrying their own heavy baggage? It's tense, awkward, and honestly, a little draining. Imagine instead walking into that same room, but this time, everyone is relaxed, engaged, and genuinely interested in each other. That's the difference empathy can make. Picture your friend Sarah. She's been feeling overwhelmed lately with work stress and family commitments. You could just offer a generic, hang in there, but what if you took it a step further? Ask her how she's really doing, listen attentively to her concerns, and offer specific support instead of vague platitudes. Maybe she needs someone to vent to, or perhaps she needs help with a specific task. By showing genuine empathy and understanding, you can turn a casual encounter into a meaningful connection that strengthens your bond. So, what's the takeaway here? Building stronger relationships isn't about being perfect. It's about striving to understand others, communicating effectively, and offering kindness and support. It takes effort, but trust me, folks, the rewards are immeasurable. A life filled with genuine connections is a richer, more fulfilling life. Remember, you've got this. Take that empathy muscle for a spin today, start building those stronger relationships, and let's create a world where connection thrives. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep spreading the love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.